Last season, the Thunder Basin Bolts fell just one win shy of a state championship. Now, this team lost a lot of key contributors from last year's 8-3 squad. However, head coach Trent Pakula has a lot of upside and talent on this team. Coach Pakula is joining me right now. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Well, Trent, one constant from last year's team is senior quarterback and leader Ryan Baker. What have you seen from him so far?
You know, Ryan, you know, he's kind of obviously taken over. You know, we did lose a lot of guys, a lot of leadership, and Ryan kind of took on that role right away last year during spring with getting the guys together to throw. He led the throwing group all summer long, and then just in the few days he's had in practice, he's definitely the vocal leader. He's the guy that he knows the offense, so he's directing a lot of guys, and so I think he's taken that role on, and I think he's ready for that. I think just being a senior quarterback with a year under his belt, he's ready, and I think he understands what he needs to do to be successful.
Now you have one returning starter on offense and just one on defense in Ryan Jordan. You have a young team. What have been your major takeaways from this young team at camp?
Well, I think right now is they're excited to be here. You know, I think one of the things that Thunder Basin football is it's just hard work, it's getting after it, flying around, having a lot of fun, and this group is no different.
Now, there's going to be a lot of competition at preseason camp and maybe even into the season. In what positions do you see the most competition at so far?
Well, I think we've got quite a few receivers that are going to have an opportunity to show coaches what they have and you know, with the ability to get on the field and make catches downfield. Defensive backfield's another spot. I think, you know, Ryan Jordan's our only returning starter on defense, and so he kind of holds that defense, that backfield down, but there's a lot of juniors and seniors that are kind of rotating in and out every day in practice. Running back spot, you know, we lost three really good running backs last year, and so right now I think there's probably five backs that are kind of vying for those spots. And so, you know, it's really, we tell the kids we have no starters, and obviously, you know, we have two returning starters, but we have 22 open spots, and so the kids know that there's a lot of competition for position right now, and if they open the eyes of the coaches, they're going to see good things.
And that leads me to my next question. What is the main message of this young team coming off a lot of success for this Thunder Basin program as this season quickly approaches?
Well, we preach the best is our standard. You know, Thunder Basin football over the last few years has, you know, been one of the top programs in the state. We want to keep it there. We want to continue to work hard and just get out and enjoy. You know, we tell them it's a game. Let's treat it as such. Just go out and enjoy yourself playing football. You know, and if we do the things the right way, we'll be a successful program.
Thanks, Trent, for your time. I really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you.
The Thunder Basin Bolts will open its 2021 season in a state championship rematch in Cheyenne against the Cheyenne East Thunderbirds. That game will commence Friday, August 27th. Kickoff is set for 6, coverage at 5:45. On News Radio 107.5 FM and online at basinsradio.com on the KIML stream. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.